think the most of you have lots of questions or big doubt to practice shikantaza we do just sitting. If you attend various workshops, seminars of yoga and Christianity, other many things, because the practice we do is too simple to touch the heart. It's very difficult. But on the other hand, if you attend workshops, seminars, or other things, you can see very clearly lots of benefits, instructions. So immediately you think, why you do this? It's wasting time. But this is natural. Most of people have this question. And then most people try to ignore this kind of a simple practice and then get to the fascinating spiritual life and the mysterious experience of spiritual life in order to satisfy individual desires. But on that end, the true reality is would be completely reversed. Whatever kind of experience you have, good feeling or bad feeling, the true reality will be completely reversed because it is constantly changing. So you never touch what is the true reality you live in your life. So still, the experience you feel through the workshop, zazen, whatever you do, doesn't hit the mark. Because it's very shaky. Because if you feel good through zazen, the next moment, what kind of a good feeling what you have had? It is very stable, next moment it's gone. So whatever kind of feelings you have experienced through the practice, I think experience are very shaky, changeable. So that's why people are more restless and then more are greedy to get something to let them settle down. But unfortunately, the more you try to settle yourself, the more you get. You feel uncertain feeling, unstable feeling, always. That's what endlessly you have to do. This is called, we say, samsara. Repetition, circle of repetition, always. But finally, no matter how long you do, that's fine, individual, okay? That's why you can make a choice. But I think finally what you come to the conclusion is how to live right now, right here. That's it. Complete beyond understanding what a life is, or even though you don't understand what the life is, even though you don't have any knowledge of life, Buddhism, religion, psychology, yoga, anywhere, question is how you live in peace and harmony, day to day, right now, right here, with imperturbable state of mind. That's it. This is a life. This is a death. So in Buddhism, life and death are not different. Life is exactly death. Death is exactly life. Well, what is a death? Can't you do something? There is some benefit to make your life feel relief by teaching, by your experience, by somebody else. Can't you? Nothing. So all you have to do is be present in the stream of death and also make your life stable and just live there. What is that? Is there anything beneficial from outside or inside or spiritually or philosophically or psychologically? Can you get something? Be careful. Pay attention to this, okay? I tell you, nothing. Exactly nothing. What you can do is, there is a one thing you can do. That is how you can live. Right now, right in the midst of a stream of death, how can you live? That's all you can do. All you can do. Nothing else. This is life. When you sit down, how can you live? Right in the middle of doing zazen, in peace and harmony with the people, with the whole world. How can you do this? Not analytical. An analytical matter of zazen, or not analytical understanding of the self. Who is doing zazen? No. Analysis of zazen, analysis of the self, philosophy of the self comes after you really living in peace and harmony day by day. Then it's coming up. That is called teaching or thought. So, I understand. I don't ignore you. I don't ignore you. You want to learn something else in order to get the benefit for your life. Of course, you can do. But remember, human beings are pretty weak. But on the other hand, human beings are strong. But in other words, on the other hand, human beings are not so strong. So if you start to do something else from what you can really feel good, you are completely tossed away. You go off from the right course, so-called living in peace and harmony, right day to day, step by step. You completely go off. Then finally you forget. And then you become crazy, the teaching, beneficial, and it serves. This is human world. You look at this. So, and somebody said, people say that the religion is, the truth is one. So, whatever kind of religion you believe, that's fine. I think religion is not such a simple, okay? Of course, you can make a choice, because truth is one. And all kind of religion try to get that truth. But the point is, different religion is exactly different ways to reach that point. Okay? One. So, you have to make a choice. What kind of ways to reach that peak? But if you make a choice one way, can't you go straightly without going astray? Can't you go straightly to the destination, to the peak? No. If there are 10 people accept the one way in 10 different ways. And also, in the process of the moving toward the peak, circumstances changing, your feeling, emotions are changing, and then we don't know what happens next moment. So very naturally, no one can go straight, exactly without going zigzag. Do you understand that one? The Buddha teaches us, you should go straight. Okay, here is this shore, the other shore there. How can you reach there? That is the Buddha's teaching. But when you start to walk, we don't know when we can reach. But we can see over there. We can see the destinations. So we try to move. But there is no guarantees when. When we can reach. No. But all we can do is we have to move toward that destination if you can see the peak. Because Buddha mentions. So anybody want to go if you see. So I think religion is not so simple. Even though you make a choice of one way to reach the peak, so-called Buddhism or Christianity or yoga, whatever you make a choice one, it's not so simple. Okay? So what make your life not simple? That is you yourself who take care of a way to reach. So what is the problem? Problem is this person, you, everyone, who has emotions, feelings, commons, anyway, heredities, educations. This person is very important. You know that somebody in the Minneapolis, president of Humphreys Institute in the Minneapolis. Do you know? I forgot his name. I think the last month he wrote something interesting essays in the newspaper. He mentions he tried to find something wonderful without government. You know, he tried to find what is the best way to live in the human world without government. Well, it's nice, you know. But anyway, he said that lately the amazing fact to him is that the United States has been supported by informations, okay? Almost 90%, you know, informations from the whole world. Can't you believe? Yes, it is. So, how many information comes? Not only from the United States, whole world. Immediately, United States can get lots of information, and then she can know how to live. So that is the development of the United States in political sense, in economical sense, in many ways. This is a modern civilization. But a question, still this is a question, okay? This question is not yet solved. That is, person who takes care of information. How does person deal with those enormous information? That's it. If you make one mistake, it's a big mistake coming up. This is modern civilization. Look at the computers. If you make one mistake, it's a huge problem. You know, when I came back from Japan this time in May, you know, and a computer always did check my ticket, whether it was right or wrong. And then she checked my ticket, but she couldn't find my name. So she said, you can't take this airplane. Why not? For at that day and morning of that day, I called the airport and to make a confirmation. And then she said, fine, I found your name. Then I went to the airport, and then the stewardess put in a key, you know, of the computer. But she couldn't find my name. So she said, you couldn't get this airplane. And then I said, why? Because she said, now this airplane is already booked up. But my name is one of the passengers by whom that airplane has been booked up, you know. But she couldn't find a name, so my name is completely the outside of that passengers in the list. So finally, I always emphasizing, please find anywhere. It's in, I don't understand your reason, you know. So finally, the many people mumbling. I heard the mumbling says, probably his ticket is too cheap. That's ridiculous. Finally, she said, his ticket is too cheap. That's why. I was very surprised. But anyway, I want to get that airplane because it's already booked. You know, I got the information anyway from the airport. So, and then finally, she said, I'm sorry, computer didn't work. Computer mistake. That's it. You know that. So, even though you can get the lots of information, but who takes care of? If you make a mistake, if you put the one mistake, okay, when you put the key, and then it's a big problem. So I think still there is a big problem. We have to find the perfect solution is this person, human, okay, who really want to deal with that information. Particularly, not on this computer, when you sit down, you know, you can know how many information comes from your head. So your head is not the small head. Your head is really extending into the past, present, and futures. So your head start to spin and getting a lot of thought. Okay? Can't you notice? And then finally, what you do? Can't you believe your Zazen, what you are doing right now, right here? Nobody. Because completely the person who is sitting and right now here and seeing and getting a lot of information from the past, present, future, and then he or she is completely carried away by informations. Where is the subjectivity? No subjectivity. Who taking care of the informations? Person is already confused by information, so how can you deal with the information properly? So that is a big problem. Okay? That's why in Zazen, whatever you think, throw away good and bad, pros and cons, throw away anyway. All you have to do is just sit down right now right here. But you cannot do it. You don't believe it. When you are in the stream of doing Zazen, this is exactly the same as the same state of a death. When you are dying, what can you think? Whatever you think, nothing helps you. This is Zazen when you do. At that time, the only one way you can do it, and also open, completely open for everyone, whoever you are, that is, you can do. You can, how do you live right now as you, without being carried away by lots of information from your head, from the past, future, and present. That is the state of a posture of Zazen. Okay? That's why it is too simple to know. It's really precross, very important matter of life and death, but people don't believe. So, I think we often compare the thoughts in our head to clouds in the vast openness of sky. Okay. The clouds in the sky sometimes come and go with a fascinating clearness. Sometimes the black clouds run wild in the sky. There's a storm, tornadoes. Sometimes we think such a wonderful thing in our head that we put the Buddhas to Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, wise men and the saints to blush. Sometimes we think such a horrible thing that we put the murderer into the shade. The sky embraces any kinds of clouds and let them play freely. The sky is never carried away by the clouds of our thought. Imperturbability in living our life, day to day, from moment to moment, settles in the vast openness of sky. This is Zazen. We are not puffed up with proud because of experience of seeing the fascinating crowd of the Buddha's face, Buddha's look, and the beautiful Bodhisattva's face, and the Satori, and the enlightenment, etc. Mysterious experience, etc. We never be puffed up with proud. We are not discouraged because things do not turn out as we wish. Point is that we should constantly keep the posture straight in seeing both sides of experience of Satori, experience of not Satori. We have to see constantly both, but basically you should keep your body and mind completely in balance. In other words, you should constantly put yourself in the vast openness of sky, which is never tossed away by many thoughts. Thoughts means experience of Satori or not Satori. Thoughts means that there are many information from past, present, future, what you have experienced, what you are experiencing, what you will experience, whatever it is. Many information coming up. If you sit down immediately, your body is very small, okay? So, occupying small square cushions. But how many information come from how fast it comes? is huge. Whole universe is coming constantly. That's why you can think. Planets which you have never been. Even though you don't know what the planet is, but you can think of it. You are amazed if you sit down. What is the contents of your head? What is the contents of your life? It's amazing. It's a huge information coming constantly. Something more than teletype. Very quick. You cannot stay with one information, because the information comes one after another from moment to moment, so you have to deal with it. So that's why you become very busy with dealing with those information. Finally, we don't know how to deal with. Of course, we have to deal with the information, but point is not within the information, but the point is within you who take care of information. That's why you shouldn't be carried away by information. First, you have to settle yourself in the vast openness of sky. Then you can see the clouds. Clear, fascinating clearness of sky. Sometimes complete black clouds. You have to see both. So, this is a setting zazen we do. Okay? So I don't mean I should ignore what you want to do. Yes, you should do it. But remember, if you start to do something, you are slowly or sometimes quickly going astray, going off from the main point of life and death. You don't know. Because it's fascinating. It's make your life fascinating if you start to do something. That is a teaching. So teaching always gives you lots of information. If you don't believe, study the Abhidhammas and the Avasandaka Sutras and Vijñānavāda, whatever. Fascinating teaching there. Even the Buddhism, you are completely carried away those teaching. You don't know how to deal with the mind, consciousness. It's amazing. You don't know. It's huge. That's why you have to constantly poke your head into the consciousness and try to research what the consciousness is. That's too much. Because you go far, far away from the key points, how to live day to day. Can't you know that someone says, and some teaching tell us that anger comes from a certain portion of your bodies. And then if you when you sit down, please pay attention to that portion, and then the anger turns into the energies into your whole bodies, of your whole bodies. So you feel good. Yes, it is. You can do it. But I don't think it is final conclusion. No. Because anger is really something alive. Well, all of a sudden anger coming up, you don't know why. Do you understand? Well, you said that it's in the appearance of peaceful, but I don't think inside is not peaceful. You don't know what's going on there. You don't expect it before you do zazen. But something happens, and also anchors from the heart, from the bottom of your life coming up. How can you deal with that anger, hatred? It's not a matter of discussions. Right in the middle of anger, even though you can see the shadow of anger, please sit down in peace and harmony right now, even for a moment, without being carried away by shadow of anger. Okay, do you understand that one? This is for life and death. You see all the shadow death when you are in the stream of death. This is the human beings. If you don't feel, if you don't see the shadow death, if you are there, you are not human beings. If I see you, maybe I feel some emotions. Sure, it is true. If you don't feel anything, you are not human beings. So first Buddha says you should accept first feeling. Okay? But don't be carried away by second feeling. It's pretty important, this one. Okay? We how many feelings? Second, third, fourth, finally you don't care. Because pretty enjoy. So finally, people say, forget it, you know. Just enjoy. People say so. And then if you say, just enjoy, you completely far away first emotions, first feelings. But a first feeling can be accepted by anybody if you're human beings. You cannot ignore. But right, even though you see the shadow death through that first feelings, all you have to do is don't be tossed away by second, third feeling of death. Okay? Do you understand that? Being tossed away by second feeling of death means to be too late. To live fully now. That's all you can do. To be free right now. It's so simple, but it's not so simple for us. Because human beings very complicated. I don't know why. It's already we are. So you should take care of it. You should learn that human being, okay? So someone says that Zen Buddhism ignore the human emotions or feeling. No, I don't. It's not correct, okay? If you practice Zen Buddhism like this, very naturally you can feel, you can understand very deeply human feelings, human emotions. Then you can share your feeling, your emotion with the people. Okay? So, but it's very difficult for you to understand this one because you have never experienced before. But this, even though you don't understand, I have to continually just to say about this, and also I want to encourage you to do this practice. Okay? So that's why we need a help. Do you understand? Just like a baby. Baby is stumbling over, but she or he cannot stop walking. So that's why by the baby, fathers, mothers, daughters, brothers must watch. Let's walk together. This is a compassion, okay? Today, I didn't invite you, all of you. Today, I have my son's wedding from 1 o'clock. I didn't invite you, all of you, but in my heart, I really want to invite all of you because I really appreciate very deeply all of you. My son, anyway, it's time for my son to get married. When he came to Minneapolis, he was 6, no, 12, yeah. Or 10. Thank you. Now he is 25. I really appreciate all of you for your kindness to help to support my life and my son's. Thank you very much.